Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Elf on the Self, where each week I talk to one of Santa's elves and they talk about how they are in themselves. So, it's Mistletoe Bark. Hello, Mistletoe Bark. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very, very good.
Has it been busy?
It has been busy. It's like the Amazon warehouse where we are.
Like the Amazon warehouse. Wow. And how are you in yourself, little elf?
I'm a bit depressed and working every single day because the fat man, he doesn't come in and help us out at all.
Hold on a minute, let me interrupt you there. It's not Elf on the Self, it's Small Screen 90s. With me, AMJ, and legend of the industry,
Chris Barnes.
Is it obvious that I've just put a Hall's lozenger in my mouth?
It is obvious. It was also obvious that I thought that voice was going to break in the middle of a sentence, but it didn't. Very
it's
hard
good,
to
it's
do.
Good. I mean, I will give it up to Hall's. They have like basically been keeping me going for the last month. Good on
Hooray.
You, lad, at the Hall's factory. Unlike the mistreating of Elf. So what are we going to do today on day number, fill in the blank here?
It's day 21.
Day 21. Oh, it's almost a big day where old Father Christmas comes down the chimney.
He does. Today, we are
well
doing...
Well resisted. Well resisted there, Chris. I saw it in your eyes. We both wanted to say it, but we didn't. And I appreciate
what?
That. So Father, joke about Father Christmas coming down the chimney and emptying his sack. It's,
No.
It's childish, but it's the kind of thing someone in the office would say if they thought they were funny.
We're above that.
We ain't.
But
what are we doing today?
A staple of Christmas Day viewing.
What is
the EastEnders Christmas special
from 1994. How did you find this, Chris? Because this, I'll be honest with you, I watched this at Dover Priory Station and I felt quite festive because on the way up, I stopped at the gas station. I thought, I don't want any alcohol or anything. I've had a nice gig and I found a Reese's Pieces hot chocolate and I had a little drink of that and I watched this and I thought to myself, how on God's earth was this a highlight of Christmas days? the generation. There's so much to talk about. The acting, where was that?
Who was it acting?
Did you?
Sharon and Grant were doing acting.
That was the bits that I was. It reminded me of being in a BTEC lesson at Folkestone College when they say go off and make a play and they come back with that. And why can't Sharon look anyone in the eye? Why does she have to always look up?
Because she's reading her lines off the wall.
But it's not just up, it's like above the head. I ain't you, Grant. That was a visual joke that didn't work there.
It did. It did for me. No, I used to watch it on Christmas Day. This is my thing, which I'd watch it, not watch the rest of the year, and catch up on a year's worth of storylines in one episode because the writing is like, if there's two people just giving each other the eye, like, right, they're having an affair, right? Grant Mitchell owes that man money. You work it out straight away. But yeah. This one, there was no stakes. There wasn't anything going on apart from Sharon and Grant having an argument the whole time. Everyone else was just having Christmas Day.
And a range of Christmas days as well. Like the Fowler household looked like probably the Christmas Day that I'd want. The Jackson household, I don't know, but that was the point because I'd watched the Christmas special from 1994. Did not know why that was such a miserable Christmas Day.
Oh, because Patsy Kensit.
The anchor.
Ricky! The anchor. Her mum. You know, I've got a friend called Bianca, and I never did it. Never did it once. I'm very proud that I never did
it. It's like low-hanging fruit, isn't it?
Other people did it, and I looked at them and went, I know that you gave in to temptation, but I'm not doing it. Yeah. Anyway, no, I think that Bianca's boyfriend is now going out with her mum. That's what happened.
Oh. Well, that
did you not get that from
attention.
That?
Well, I knew that, like, one of the other Wixes, like, the one that wasn't Ricky! Was going out with Carol, like, before. I think that is Bianca's actual father.
Yeah, that is her father. So Bianca couldn't be going out with him.
Yeah, so, oh, God. So, oh, that's weird then. So then Ricky is...
I don't know. You know, I said that you watch an episode and you get a year's worth of storylines. From this, I had no idea what was going on.
But let's just say the world was a lot better with Nigel. And I think Nigel is one of my all-time soap characters until they killed his missus off and he became depressed. But Nigel, like, lightened up that Christmas and did what any person would do in that situation, going, whoa, who's put some coal in this stocking? Also, the writing on this was so Christmas-related, but it was every cliche of Christmas-related. Do you know what I mean? Like, who's put a coal in your stocking? No one talks like that.
I love Nigel.
Nigel's great. What did he go on to do?
Casualty. Hobie City. I only remember what he did because TV Burp used to mention him and Harry Hill would never call him by his character name. He'd always call him Nigel from EastEnders.
He is Nigel from EastEnders. And he's great, isn't he? Nigel from EastEnders, just that upbeat comedy character before he morphed into Barry.
Yeah, I was going to say, was this... Oh, shit, what's Barry's last name?
Evan.
Is it before BE or is it after?
It's before, to do a BC joke. It's before BE. I think Barry was much later in the game.
What's he in now? Hopefully
everything.
Oh, Paul Bradley.
Yeah.
Where's his IMDb?
I love the way as well that we're trying to Google like Nigel from EastEnders at this point to find out what he's doing. And generally, I will watch him back because he was great. He brought nothing but life to a cold Christmas day.
Has he been in? Oh, he's still in Holby City.
Well, there we go, listeners. If you want to see Nigel from EastEnders, he's in Holby City. Is that where, like, EastEnders characters go to die? Because they all end up there.
It used to be the Bill, didn't they? And they cancelled.
And then they went to EastEnders. There was a few highlights in it. Yeah.
One episode of Doctors.
Yeah, but who hasn't done Doctors? You did a series, didn't you?
I did. There was this failing comedian episode, and they went to an open mic night, and there's like, oh, this is the comedian, Trevor.
Oh, yeah, I've just decided to do comedy because everyone in the office is so funny.
I did a northern accent. Yeah. Can we stop doing improvisation now? We did that at the beginning.
No. Listener, if you could see his face right now, he was so happy when he started that bit and then realised how deep he got into it. That was beautiful. Two bits I loved. The Fowler's Christmas looked a bit more upbeat. I remember how fun Arthur Fowler was before he had the breakdown and smashed everything up. Also, Wendy Richards. My mum said to me once while she was on a game show, I think it was a question of sports, going, she doesn't like losing, that Wendy Richards. And I said, why, Mum? And she never told me.
In Wolford, it seems to be a thing of every year, it's going to be the best Christmas ever in Wolford, and it never is.
Well, I think it was the best Christmas ever for that time. There was the carol singers, and also Grant and Sharon had come to the natural end of their relationship, and Sharon hadn't signed the divorce papers, so she'd closed the pub, and they were having an argument. And one moment, is there any chance of clipping the moment I'm going to say right now?
I know, I've written it down.
Can we play it?
Yeah, here it is.
I made a mistake.
No, a mistake is giving someone salt and vinegar crisps when they ask for cheese and onion. Hardly the same, is it?
But you won't give me a chance to explain.
Why should I give you a chance to do anything?
I don't know, because you loved me once. Because I'm still your wife, because it's Christmas Day. Anything, just try.
Oh, yeah, it's Christmas. The season of goodwill to all sluts. Well, let's get in the spirit of things, eh? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
Basically, Grant Mitchell doing the Greek version of Jingle Bells by throwing plates.
And also, it's not in key.
I don't think that's the important bit.
And how many times have you had a raging argument in your life where you're really annoyed, something horrible's happened, thinking, you know what, I'm going to prove my point. I'm going to sing a Christmas song, but smash something at the same. Little donkey, little donkey.
I did enjoy that Paul Tingey's in it. Sorry, Ian Beale. He does look like him. He really looks like...
You know what, he does look a bit like Ian Beale. I've never realised that before. Big shout out to Tingey, or Tingey Bill, as we now refer to you. It was just so grim.
It was. But sometimes it's so grim it makes you feel like, oh, happy because your life isn't that bad.
No, because I was stuck on a station in freezing cold waiting for a train. Have you been stuck in Dover before? It's not the nicest of experience. I say that as a Doverian.
Oh, I got stuck in Dover, but I walked to Folkestone and it was the worst walk I've ever had ever.
Why did you walk to Folkestone?
Because I didn't want to hang around in Dover. I get beaten up, so I decided to walk to Folkestone and get the next train in the morning.
So instead of staying at... Why didn't you ring me?
Yeah, I could have done that, couldn't I?
Absolutely. As opposed to... In fact, if it was that time, on that walk to Folkestone, you would have walked past my house.
Probably did.
Oh, mate, that's a horrible walk.
It is. I didn't realise how far it was. I thought it can't be that far.
It's very Netherly as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, well... And enough of Trevor's great adventures coming soon to Channel 5.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back.
I've written, what's that all about? They say that a lot.
What's that all about?
I don't know. No.
I noticed at the end she got in the main transport for exiting EastEnders, which is the taxi. Everyone gets in the taxi.
Didn't even have the slow music over it. Didn't even have the slowed down version of EastEnders, which I found out because I was just curious. It's actually called Peggy's Theme, and it wasn't introduced until Peggy had left, and it's 2.5 minutes before it goes into. It's great. I want that at my funeral.
But no one ever comes back in the taxi. Once you've been in the taxi, you never. For some reason, there's no return journey.
There isn't. Maybe they're just terrible taxi drivers.
Also, we did mention this. No Christmas theme. Just a normal EastEnders.
And I swear I've seen an EastEnders Christmas theme where they've just put some bells on it and a bit of snow. It was weird to see it before, like having the Millennium Dome in the opening credits.
Missing the O2.
Missing the O2 out of it. It will always be the Millennium Dome in my eyes. It didn't feel like, even though there were elements of Christmas, it just felt like EastEnders. You know what I mean? It didn't feel special.
Why didn't Peter Kay do that? Wasn't he just change it to I'm doing a monthly gig at the Millennium Dome?
Because people will be scared that they've quantum leaped. Do you remember, I was thinking about this the other day, the genuine fear of going to bed on the 31st of January, 1999.
What? Oh, my clock's wrong.
Yeah, no, the Millennium Bug and thinking the world would be taken over by, computers and stuff. What, I was genuinely scared about it.
Because the numbers would change. They'd go higher than they had done before.
Yeah, but turns out everything was all right. Chris?
Yes.
Shall we review this episode? Because I think it would have been nice if we just spoke about our favourite EastEnders moment.
What is it with Wolford and giving out divorce papers on Christmas Day?
Well, it was almost like a callback, because my guesses were, 1994 this aired, 1984 was the divorce one. So my guess it was a homage to Den and Angie or just fucking lazy writing.
But the whole point of the Den and Angie one is that it's meant to happen as a surprise at the end. You don't see it coming. Is the whole
Christmas
point.
Edge.
It's meant to be a big cliffhanger. But if you're doing it the whole episode,
watching this generally made me think I could have a career in acting. I could be in that. I'd love to be in that. I'd like to be kind of like a cool Nigel.
Here comes Uncle Alan.
I'd like to work in Beale's Mega Market as kind of a training manager who gets it wrong from time to time. No, I would like to be a maintenance manager of the Queen Vic who keeps having little mishaps.
Is it just me or Grant is in the right? Sharon has gone off and had it off with his brother. But Grant is so awful to her. I'm sort of actually, I think Sharon's got a point, maybe. Maybe there is a reason why she strayed away.
He's definitely in the right. I feel sorry for Sharon, mainly for that rendition of Jingle Bells. But one of the lines going, if it weren't Phil, it would have been someone else going, I don't think you've assessed the situation there. I don't think you've understood the point of that. If it weren't Phil, it would have been anyone.
And my brother said you all over it. You wouldn't leave him alone. He can't believe anything that...
Grant,
what's his name?
You can't believe anything that says is simply not true. We'd be great in EastEnders.
What, Trevor going down the cafe?
I'd like it as well if we did it a lot like, Vicar of Dibley, where you've got the father and the son, but there's only 2 years between them. I'd quite find it funny if you played my son in it.
I've only worked that out recently, that they wasn't that old.
There's 2 years between them.
So, what would you give EastEnders?
At the time, this would have been the thing to watch when people used to talk about it in school. When people were asked to write an episode of their own TV program, everyone chose EastEnders. EastEnders was massive in this culture, in working class culture. One, because it was fuck all else on. It was shit. I'll give it 3 out of 10. No, I'll give it 3 out of 12.
12. What's this 10? What are you doing with 10? You're removing the...
I'm removing 2, so it will never achieve full glory.
So you're going to give it 2? I'd give it 2. Because I was watching at the top. We watched hour-long special, but half an hour felt a lot longer than...
It felt very long, and it was very weirdly paced as well. Like, the actors were like, do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do. The delivery of lines wasn't upbeat.
But the old people dancing. One minute she's going, I don't like being here. And next minute he's dancing with her and he goes, I love this. It's like, what? There must have been a scene that missed out where you...
I thought there's no arc in the middle where you have like finally found your love of dancing again.
Yeah, it's just, I don't like sitting with this woman, but now I've danced with you. Yeah, now I've found the blue spillet of Christmas.
Thank you for taking me to an old people's home on Christmas Day. Good night, sweetheart. Let's you log it. So let
you
log
it
in
EastEnders with 2.
With two. There we go. Better luck next year, guys. Right, I'm off. I've got some stuff to do. I'll see you in a bit. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hello, Santa.
Oh, it's not Santa Claus. It's his big brother who looks very similar. Ho, ho, ho. It's Brian Claus. How are you?
Do you know that your sister-in-law has slept with your brother?
What? I kill him. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. Oh, I'm off. Who was that?
I don't know who that was. That was quick.
That was very quick, weren't it?
He didn't hang around today.
No, he didn't, did he? Usually he talks about a song. He didn't even mention that one.
In November, I watched the Horn Section TV show, and the running joke on that is that John Oliver wants to sing his song, and they don't let him.
Oh, bloody hell. This is time-coded, isn't it? Oh, no one's ever going to believe this. It's an old trait, though, isn't it? It's like a panto trait. It's the equivalent of saying it's behind you.
No one's going to believe that we started recording on December 1st. It's fine. It's fine. We've obviously did it first.
No, we did record on December the 1st. Every day we're meeting up in that little studio, Maid of Ale.
He's like, hello, Alex. Can I do my song, please? Go on. He's not exactly like that, but he does want to sing, but they don't let him sing.
I know what that feels like. Weirdly. I mean, I don't know what that feels like.
No, come on, keep in character. So,
I'm trying.
We will see you tomorrow for day 22.
Day 22. And also, guys, if you are playing along with our Advent calendar drinking game, I hope it's going all right.
What Advent calendar drinking game?
Well, this is the joy of doing it in the future. We got time to make it up.
Yeah, I know, but you've already mentioned this on the 22nd episode. No one's going to be doing it.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.